This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Larry Greenfield's going to join me in just a little bit. We're going to talk about the Jewish community. I mean, there's a shocker, right? Me talking about the Jewish community? Anyway, the conservatism in the Jewish community, is it real? Does it exist? Now, he recently participated in the American Conservatism and the Republican Party in the Trump era event. It was put on at a synagogue in the Los Angeles city area. You know, very, very large, influential Jewish community. And Larry was a conservative in the group, and he gives them kudos for bringing him in, because it's usually not... They're usually not part of the conversation, but I'll talk. Let him talk to it so I don't screw it all up like I usually do. Anyway, Pelosi and Schumer. Are they chasing Trump around or not? Are they trying to get in this or not? Are they going to do the jobs that they were paid for or not? Right? Now, they cancel a meeting with Trump after he tweeted their intentions. Think about it. Right? You want to know how you drain a swamp? Representative Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer thought that they were going to bull rush President Trump with illegal alien talk, but he beat them to the punch, which was a good thing. Obstructionists, Democrats, are like, you know, they're just simple-minded. Right? They constantly... I talked to a friend of mine who's a Dem the other day, and I said, you guys don't stand a chance because you have no message. You have nothing. Your message is we're not them. We hate Trump. We don't like his policies. Well, what are your policies? What are they? Open borders, higher taxes, more for non-legal Americans? I mean, What are your issues? What is your platform? What positive things do they talk about on a regular basis for doing for our country, our people, real Americans, American citizens? The Dems especially, who used to tout that they were the working class party. Well, they're not. They're the coastal party. They totally abandoned middle America. Right? Wouldn't you want to, as a legislator in your state, wouldn't you want to take care of your state first? Wouldn't you want to take care of your kids first? Your government first? And then if there's anything left over, maybe we can help out others. President Trump tweeted, meeting with Chuck and Nancy today about keeping government open and working. Problem is that they want illegal immigrants flooding into our country unchecked. They're weak on crime, and they want to substantially raise taxes. No deal here. After posting that, guess what Chuck and Nancy did? They canceled their meeting. They weren't interested anymore. Why? Because those are the two things, that the only two things they wanted to talk about. Why? That's not the only thing we're worried about as Americans. And frankly, first and foremost, no. I don't want to give illegal immigrants anything else till we get our stuff taken care of, till we get our people taken care of. Once we put our oxygen masks on, then we can help somebody else put theirs on. It's really that simple for me. Right? Again, I don't get it. Why don't they want to take care of their own first? Makes no sense to me. And for him to put out, this is not a deal. This is not something we're going to talk about. This is not something I'm willing to work on. Why wouldn't you show up anyway? Just to be a thorn in his flesh. If I was a Dem, you couldn't get rid of me. I would be like a fly in a room that you were locked into without a fly swatter. Okay? I would be that much of, well, can you imagine? I would be that much of an irritant, would I? I would. I would be that much of an irritant. There's a passage in the Bible that talks about a neighbor that keeps knocking on the guy's door till he finally gets what he wants. He knocks on the guy's door all night long for some bread till he finally gets what he wants, because the guy in bed's going, look, if I don't give this guy some bread, I'm not going to get any sleep. Let me give him the bread and get him gone. That's what the Dems need to do, but they haven't figured it out yet. So they got the message that he'll never agree to illegal immigration. He'll never allow immigrants to illegals to flood into our country unchecked. He'll never be weak on crime. I mean, I wish that Trump would have done a lot of other things by now, a lot more by now, but he hasn't. He's moving forward. The Senate's weak. Remember what I said. I've been saying it for years. Till they get rid of McConnell and people like him, we won't move forward. Right? Democrats have crossed the line with millions of voters, in effect, again, calling them deplorables. Because Pelosi and Schumer, they don't want to work within the framework of the people. See, the one thing that people haven't figured out yet, or that you haven't figured out, some of you haven't, is if you're a Democrat, a progressive, hardcore left Democrat, you were rejected last November. And not by low IQ, non-thinking Americans. No. You were rejected by high-thinking Americans, by Americans that sat there. They may not have the degree that you have. Maybe they didn't go to the college you went to. But guess what? Common sense sometimes really outweighs college knowledge. Seriously. You can be so smart that you can't see right, what's right in front of you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll deal with this on the other side of the break. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, give me your email address, and then come back because I want to hear what you have to say. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right to it, though, because I don't get him on that often, and tonight we have him only for a short period of time. Larry Greenfield is joining me. He's a wealth advisor and friend of the show as well, an investment banker, and a fellow of the American Studies at the Claremont Institute. Larry, thanks for being with me tonight.
Good evening, Joe. Great to be with you.
Now, listen, we're talking about the event that you went to last night, which is the American Conservatism and the Republican Party in the Trump era. And the uniqueness behind this was that, first and foremost, it was in Los Angeles County. It was at the Valley Beth Shalom Center. And, you know, Jewish conservatism, if you would, we don't really talk about that much, and some people feel like the Jewish community is much more liberal than it might actually be. So tell us about the event and what came out of it.
Well, thanks, Joe, for that setup. That's correct. There's a long tradition of Jewish liberalism, Democratic Party dominance, Jewish donors and funders to the Democratic Party and left-wing causes. Jews are sociologically the most left wing on social issues in the country. Very urban community, fearful of Christians, and they identify with the need to thwart or stop what they see as the establishment, which they also interpret as Christian America. So they wound up very left-wing. Many of them are urban and academic. Some are wealthy, some are not, but pretty monolithically liberal. But there's been a change in the last 20, 30 years. It didn't originate in the last 20 or 30 years. There were Jews, actually, who founded Hollywood who were conservative. They were Republicans. The founders of Hollywood were Jewish Republicans. They were gentlemen from Russia or parts thereby, and they all had the same story. They were on their second wives. They loved America. They loved new beginnings, and they organized themselves to build Hollywood and promote the American way. Then you had the neoconservatives, the group of former liberals who were offended by the left, which was hostile to America during the Cold War. They were liberal socially, but they were more hawkish and nationalist and pro-American on national security. And then that was sort of in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And then you wind up now with Jewish conservatives, which is a big range, forgive the dog in the background, a big range of former Israelis and Persians and Russians who've landed in America, plus your 9/11 national security types who believe in a strong U.S.-Israel relationship and are offended by Obama and the left wing of the Democratic Party. You've got your Milton Friedman type of free traders and private property defenders, some libertarians. It's a big mix, but the Jewish liberal community no longer has a 90% hold. I would say it's now about 60-40.
Wow. That's encouraging. And how did you feel about last night? Now, at the event, it was a panel discussion. Did you feel like you made any inroads? Did you get any hope out of the event?
Yeah, the audience was friendly and very well receiving of our message. I clarified one big, strong message I gave, that the American Jewish hero, Franklin Roosevelt, really shouldn't be. As an academic, he actually was hostile to Jews coming into the Ivy League. As president, he rejected Jewish immigration on the eve of and during the Holocaust. He worked with his War Refugee Board to keep Jews out of America from Europe.
Yep.
He's the one who helped turn away the SS St. Louis, a ship that landed in Cuba and then Miami. Those people on that ship wound up back in Europe. 254 of them perished in the Holocaust in death camps. After the war, he met with the king of Saudi Arabia near the end of the war and cut a deal. We'll take Saudi oil, which we needed, but we'll let the Saudis run crazy in the Middle East with their Wahhabi Islam and their madrasas. And in exchange, the Saudis said to Roosevelt, you can't support the nascent Jewish state. Then, of course, Truman did. The 11 minutes after Israel declared independence, the United States was the first country to recognize the reborn state of Israel in 1948. So Franklin Roosevelt had quite a choppy history. By the way, as a New Dealer, he stood against, and there was a famous court case, Jewish butchers who didn't want to follow the commands of the New Deal centralized economy. And so, make a long story short, Roosevelt, not much of a hero for the Jews.
You know, Larry, you brought up two quick points I want to hit on, which is the Jewish community being afraid of Christians. Now, as a Christian, I don't understand that, because I would defend the Jewish community to the end, and not just because of biblical reasons, but because, you know, I know the Jewish community. I grew up around a large Jewish community, so I don't understand why they're afraid of us. What have we done to them?
Well, that's another reason why I see some positive growth in Jewish conservatism, a more relaxed stance, even a stance of gratitude now to Christians who are pro-American and pro-Israel. And so, therefore, there's a whole kind of friendship and coalition that's been building. What happened was Jews were very upset and long memories about how some in the church were hostile to Jews. I'm talking the early church in Europe for not accepting Christ as the Lord. And then that continued through the centuries of some anti-Semitism from some elements, especially European Christendom. That had very little to do with America. George Washington very early on proclaimed that your God is our God and we have shared values. The settlers to America thought they were reenacting the Exodus and actually were very philo-biblical and thought they were even Zionists. We are founded here in New Zion. there's finally now in the last 10, 20, 30 years, a really warm friendship that's been building, a friendship of gratitude and shared interests, shared concern about radical Islam, shared gratitude for America as a Western civilization, in fact, even a Judeo-Christian civilization. So there's a really good story there to be told. And some of the anti-Christian Jewish sentiment has dissipated dramatically.
So your feeling you got last night by the crowd that was there was there was a much more of an acceptance of the conservative, I won't say movement, but conservatives as a whole?
Absolutely. A recognition that we deserve a place at the table, that left-wing rabbis and synagogues should be more balanced, that synagogue life in America should not be the Democratic Party with bagels. It shouldn't be so partisan. And, of course, the Orthodox community, which is closer to its text and tradition, is more Republican anyways. But the majority of American Jews are not observant. They're not religious. They're deracinated Jews, a lot of them. And so if they left their religion, they've replaced it with liberalism. So you, now you've got a little bit more balance, and there's some demand by American Jews to have a little fairer treatment of conservatism in Jewish life.
Yeah, I think that's...
Hey, Joe, please forgive me. I got to run.
Yep. I know you do. I'm glad for the time I have with you. We'll go ahead and put up your information for them to get a hold of you. Appreciate your time with me, Larry. Have a great night.
Wonderful. We'll do it again soon. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Yeah, Larry Greenfield. Oh, we've had him on the show before. You guys have heard him speak before. And between Larry and Evan Sayet and a few others in the Jewish community, we need to understand, and I'm not saying this from a religious standpoint. I mean, seriously, we need to understand our Jewish brothers and sisters, our Jewish friends, in the political arena, in the social arena, and even in the religious arena. A lot more when we come back. I've just touched the surface. You know, Matt Lauer, whatever the heck, sexual harassment, there's so much more behind this. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. Putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, the time you're spending with us, you know, commenting. Whether you're in the chat room, that's actually on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll there, right? And which you, or you can head over to the Facebook page, where there are a lot of people smarter than I am up on the Facebook page, but there's a lot of good conversation going on there as well. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll there, but you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. Not only do you not have to hate them, but I mean, seriously, there's no reason for you to even be afraid of those labels. The labels that the left has given us, we don't even take those labels for ourselves. I put them on the book to show you how stupid they were. Anyway, so as I was sitting yesterday with a bunch of liberal people, what I kept hearing over and over and over again, which really just frosted my behind, because it's not true, that's one of the reasons it frosted my behind, was that that Trump's comment about Pocahontas the other day was just so nasty and so wrong, and everybody was outraged about it. Well, you know what that means. That means about 10% of the population on their side was outraged by it. The other 90% didn't even know what the heck he was talking about, I'm sure. I think that's why it was silence with the Navajo code talkers, because they didn't even know what he was talking about. But yet there's been no outrage from the left about her cultural appropriation of the name, the meaning of the name, and the whole nine yards, right? I mean, frankly, she was such a wonderful woman. No, not Warren. Put your rocks down. Pocahontas. Brave and wonderful lady. Being compared to her. Well, you know what? I'm not saying this is what Trump was doing, because it wasn't. But we compare people all the time. Right? He's like another Teddy Roosevelt. He's like another Ronald Reagan. He's like another JFK. We do that all the time. And that's okay. It doesn't matter what group they become to. But in this case, it's an insult. Why? Because it came out of Trump's mouth, right? So but there was one Navajo code talker that just destroyed Warren's, what he called, crocodile tears. And that's what they are. We all know that's what they are. See that? Please. She couldn't spell the word Navajo, and never mind being part of them. One of the World War II Navajo co-talkers honored by President Trump on Monday weighed in on Trump's decision to mock Senator Elizabeth Warren. Now, President, now look, I've already said this a dozen times. I'm not going to beat this up. Would I have done what he did? No. No. He could have had fun with that later on. I mean, later on in another press conference, I would have said, it was really cool to actually be with real Navajo co-talkers, not people claimed to be Native American descent, Warren, that really weren't Warren, you know, Native American descent, Warren. That's what I would have done. But, again, I wasn't voted in as president. So, you know, he was, as some of you, in case you missed this, in the middle of honoring the veterans when he said, hey, we have a representative in Congress who say they were here a long time ago, and they call her Pocahontas. Now, Trump's remark was obviously directed at Warren, whom he has mocked before for lying about her ancestry just to get a job. I mean, what's the big whoop? She lied to get a job. Everybody should get a job, especially for $350,000 a year at Harvard University, taking away from somebody who actually deserves the job. CNN political analyst Joshua Green met with Thomas Begay, one of the veterans honored at the event, who said that while he was puzzled by the comment, he wasn't offended by it at all. My God. I thought everybody was offended by it. I thought the whole Native American community was offended by this. What do I know? Anyway. But apparently they weren't, right? She, you know, it's... Why... I won't say we lie about something, but if somebody on the conservative side of the world gets it wrong, I'm not even gonna, like I said, I'm not going to say a lie, because sometimes it is just wrong. You remember it wrong. So when somebody on the right remembers it wrong, misspeaks, which I still, can somebody tell me what that means? Because you don't misspeak. You might say something wrong, or it comes out of my mouth wrong all the time. If you've been listening to the show for 10 minutes, you know it comes out of my mouth wrong all the time. But I tell you what, the meaning's always there. I mean what I say. But, again, remember, the Warren herself, this whole thing is predicated on a lie. So why aren't we able to call it out? Right? And then remember, I don't know if some of you remember this, but Warren actually lied about this. Now, she claimed in her application that she was part Native American. Small part, part nonetheless. Right? And then in an interview later on, in Harvard's Law's, you know, First Woman of Color, it came out that she said that she never said she was. So which is it? Is you is or is you ain't? You know, so she's lying. She's lying again. I guess she can't find, the woman couldn't find the truth with both hands. Seriously, if you put it in a bag and handed it to her, she would know it was the truth, or would know what to do with it. Maybe that's a better way of putting it, right? So one of the things I want to get to last night, I can't remember that woman's name.
Caroline Heldman.
And in speaking, I've just floored it. Some of these went through my head. So Caroline told me the story about how she wanted to be in the, if she wanted this to be private, she should have told me. But she told the story about how her original goal was to become a senator, a congressman or a senator. Now, you got to go find her on YouTube, and most of my listening audience will find her just shocking. And I'm going to tell you this because it's something I've been telling you guys for a long time, and you kind of... I don't know if you poo-poo me or you don't think it's important. And I keep saying the conservatives need to come out of the closet and go to the schools and teach. Conservative professors need to stand up and teach. Conservative teachers need to open their mouth and push back. Caroline last night told me that she realized at one point in time, as she was going for her, you know, her political credentials, that she could do more outside the legislature than she could inside. All right? Caroline decided that by becoming a professor at a college, that she could mold young minds and get to them and set up this whole army of left-leaning liberals like herself by simply teaching them. And she's very adamant when she speaks. She speaks from a point that she truly believes that everything she says coming out of her mouth is the truth and right and righteous. So when you listen to her, when you go find her, and I wish, Tammy, you can put up a link somewhere. And I'm not trying to promote her, but I want you to hear her. She's teaching your kids. So if you have friends that have retired, if you have friends that could be teaching college, if you have friends that aren't pushing it, you need to get on them. Because they're helping ruining this. Remember, Hitler knew, and others like Hitler knew, if they had the youth, they had the country. The liberals, the progressive socialist liberals, have figured out if they have the kids, they have the country. And so many of the things that they stand for on the far left are bad. I'm not even going to mince words. They're bad. They're bad for America. They're bad for our young kids. They're just bad. And you've got professors like her that are out there that are teaching our young people. And you need to think about that. She shuns every view, every value that we have, she was totally against. Marriage and children and true equality. She was all about equality that came to my rights as a Christian. All of a sudden, that goes away. I'm not allowed to say certain things on campus or anywhere else for that matter. But they can spew anything they want to. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Cornell students who are protesting pro-life views because they're traumatizing. Oh my God, when I see life, I get so nervous. This is sad. Anyway, and she's teaching these kids. We'll be back in a few minutes. I am Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you watch live, listen live, take the poll, and just, hey, I don't know how to take this as an insult or what, but somebody put up a picture of Hannity, and one of them was kind of cool, the one picture, but then he looked really mean and nasty. And they said, Joe Messina's brother from another mother. And I don't know how to take that. Really, seriously. You know, because I like Hannity, don't get me wrong, but he irritates the crud out of me sometimes. He gets a hold of something, and I don't mean an issue. I mean a catchphrase. And you have to listen to it for 11 months. I mean, really crazy. Anyway. Thinking of crazy. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. Also, I want you to head up there to give me your email address, because once a week we send out an email, and you know what it is? It's just let you know what's going on. You can throw it away, you can make it go in your trash, I don't care what you do with it, but at least it gives you some information as to what's happening. And aren't we all about information? I would think we would be. Okay, so, where was I? Oh, yeah, the Cornell students, right. What you sending your kids to college for? They're wasting your money. And I do mean There's a lot of times where you are simply wasting your money, okay? So a pro-abortion student group protested a debate Thursday at Cornell University, the Institute of Higher Learning, complaining that including pro-life views normalized the idea that it's okay to control people's bodies. Now, think about the irony behind that. Is the baby not a body? Does the baby not have a mind of its own? Did anybody ask the baby if it wanted to be ripped apart and removed from the mom's womb? Probably not. Planned Parenthood Generating Action, PBGA, protested the November 16th debate, which featured pro-choice. Now, this is a debate. This is a reason. This is anti-abortion and pro-abortion. Why not discuss it? What are they afraid of? They're a bunch of cowards. You know, it's what I always say. If your product is good and sound, it doesn't matter what somebody... Look, when I had the computer company, I never got mad or nervous when competitors would go in and try to get my clients. Because I always had the same attitude. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, if I'm providing the service I'm supposed to be providing, if I'm honest and good and do what I'm supposed to do, they're not leaving me. They're not going to another company. And I got to tell you, 99.9% of the times they didn't. And the few times they did and they got lesser service because they were paying lesser money, they came back. And then I had to fix the mess. I'm not joking. I'm not just saying that because it was my computer company. It was true. And it was and I'm serious. So anyhow, the debate boasted a host of co-sponsoring organizations, including college Republicans from Cornell University, Ithaca College, Debate in Science and Health, Cornell, Ithaca College Feminists United, Ithaca College Students for Life, No Labels, yeah, well, except when it comes to me, No Labels at Cornell University, and Veritas Forum at Cornell. Before the event even began, however, it became the subject of controversy. When the Cornell University Democrats, afraid of open conversation, totally afraid of just having a conversation on about any issue. Tomorrow's pink out. Let's take a whole day to wear pink and post why Planned Parenthood is important to us with hashtag IStandWithPP. Now, this is why I keep telling you, buy my t-shirt. Hashtag StandForAmerica. Just simple. Stand for America. What's so hard about that? Do you not stand for America or stand with America? I mean, seriously. Anyway, so they were pushing for them to stand with Planned Parenthood on the abortion debate. Now, Planned Parenthood Generation Action members and allies will be meeting in the Goldwyn-Smith lobby on the main entrance of the first floor. Not the ground floor, but the first floor. I want to make sure that was clear. The point of this protest is not confrontation, but to be strong presence for the reproductive rights. I wish they'd stop calling it that. Right? It's not it's not reproductive rights. Think about this. It's actually the right to decide whether to kill a human or not. That's what it's the right. It gives the right of the mother to play God. It gives the right of the mother to decide to stop a life or continue a life. Because the reproductive system was made to do one thing and one thing only. To bring human life into the world. It wasn't made to do anything else. So if you want to keep the reproductive system healthy and strong and working properly, then you let it do its thing. When you stop it, then aren't you anti-reproductive rights? Doesn't your reproductive rights system have the right to come full fruition with everything? I'm just asking. I find it so hypocritical when they talk like this. I wrote a piece. You can find it on the website. I can bring it back up again. Maybe I will repost it. Why do women get to play God? And they do. They do. No disrespect to women, but women get to play God. And I say that for a multitude of reasons. First of all, you needed us to create that child, that protoplasm blob, that blob of cells, whatever you call that. But I don't have any say in the matter. So now you've taken my right away. but you've taken my right away under the pretense that it's your body and you have a right to choose what happens in your body or not. So if you're so concerned about what's going to happen to your body or not, why not use birth control? Some kind of birth control. Whether it be on the man or on the woman, why wouldn't we do that? I'm just asking the questions. And some of you will send me emails and post stupid stuff about me because you can't handle just a question being asked. And I can already tell you what it's going to say. Joe Messina blames women for getting pregnant. Joe Messina makes fun of women, calling them gods. No, but you are playing God. Because even science, that same science that you want me to adhere to, says that these babies are viable. Let's just go with the least amount of weeks. At 20 weeks. Let's say we can agree, right? Liberal loon and right-wing loon, whatever, that we can all agree that science is right. They are the god of the day. And they say that a baby, that blob of cells, is totally viable at 20 weeks as a human being and can live outside the womb. So if you decide to rip that baby apart and kill it, stop its heartbeat, then you are playing God. You are deciding who lives and who doesn't. Are you not? And instead of an abortion, right, why don't you allow them to take the baby and give it to a loving, I mean, you love Trump, hate freaks, except when it comes to a baby. Then it's abortion Trump's love, isn't it? Think about it. You've made abortion more palatable than adoption. Right? And you Christians who post these pro-abortion signs, I'm always amazed. I'm just amazed. Anyway. But what the story is about, what we were talking about, see, I always do that. I don't mean to do that. Is how these abortion rights, right? It's all, this particular story is about how they can't even discuss it. Are they afraid we'll sway somebody's mind? Is what we're saying false? Is it false science to say that these human cells, that these human beings... Listen, if they weren't going to be human, okay? If they had no value, then why do they harvest the cells of fetuses, of dead babies, to put into human beings, to put into other adults to try to fix some of their ailments? Why do they do that? I mean, they're not going to be humans, right? I wouldn't want dolphin DNA shoved in me or some kind of cell from dolphins given to me. Protesters were encouraged to wear pink and pro-choice items throughout the day while sharing their appreciation for Planned Parenthood. I don't have any appreciation for them, but the PPGA Cornell chapter leader, Zoe Massell, told Campus Reform that the protest was intended to provide more exposure for Planned Parenthood and its services. No. Why don't they just call it what it is? More exposure for the abortion clinic, the abortion mill known as Planned Parenthood. Let's get this straight. They provide no women's services, no women's health services. Now, they'll tell you they provide prenatal services. But it's not prenatal. Notice they leave out a word. It's not prenatal care. It's to tell you that you're pregnant, prenatal, that you're pregnant, and they can help you get rid of the problem. Because that's what it is to them. It's a problem. It's an inconvenience. It's getting in the way of you. Your 21 minutes of sex has produced a human being, and since the human being is going to get in the way of your life, you might as well just go ahead and destroy it. It's not a big deal. And if you're going to write me emails, some of you loons on the left, tell me how I have no reason to talk about this. I don't have a uterus. I don't understand. Well, you're right. I'm too stupid to understand, so I'm probably too stupid to read your email. So just don't even send it. Don't waste the atoms, although you don't mind killing the atoms. You only care about killing humans. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. A lot more of this craziness in the next hour, including Dale Bellis from Liberty Health Share. Give you some basic ideas of how you can make sure you have health coverage. I am Joe Messina, your host. Please don't go far. We'll be right back.